Jay, you and I had a bit of an eye-opening experience yesterday, following our chat yesterday morning with Sam Kekovich. We thought we'd go down and meet the man. He was in town yesterday to promote the plight of dairy farmers. So there was a bit of a rally held at APCO service station in support of dairy farmers, and he was kind of the forefront of it. It was all thanks to Farmer Power.
Yes, so he's an ambassador for Farmer Power. You can donate on their website today. It's a great initiative, isn't it?
It is. Now, like, for you and I, fair to say, we don't know a lot about, well, me, I'm speaking on behalf of myself more so, I don't know a lot about farming. I'm from the city. I haven't really had a lot to do with it in my time. So coming to the Goulburn Valley, moving here, it's kind of been brought to the forefront a lot more for me.
Yeah, I grew up on a farm in my younger years, but it wasn't a dairy farm. So to hear this side of what the dairy farmers do go through, because most of the dairy farmers in Australia are all from Victoria, almost three quarters of them, I believe. So yeah, it was a real eye-opening, wasn't it?
Yeah. So a whole bunch of people spoke at this rally yesterday about how tough a lot of farmers in Australia-wide really are doing it, and, you know, how we all need to have this awareness and promote buying locally produced products. And I don't know, it really struck home with me. And looking more into as well the drought that's happening in New South Wales at the moment, it's the worst drought since the early 1900s, since records began.
Some of the photos that are coming and the stories coming out as well of what farmers are having to do with their cattle and stuff like that, it's just terrible.
Yeah, well, the one that's really made headlines is a man named Les Jones, who went on TV basically saying he was going to have to put down his flock of sheep, of 1,200, if the drought didn't improve. Luckily, a whole bunch of people have donated to support him, and he's been able to not have to do that. But I know we have a lot of dairy farmers listening to our show. Thanks, guys, for listening.
Thanks. And sorry.
Yeah,
sorry you have to put up with us, first of all.
You're out in the elements milking the cows and whatnot, getting up early, and we're sitting here in a warm studio complaining about how cold it is.
And so, talking about the Kardashians.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I guess, I don't know, I just wanted to come on this morning and talk about it and say that awareness is being raised, and I suppose in our role on the radio, being able to talk to a whole bunch of people, it is an issue that is really, you know,
yeah, and it's not just a financial thing as well. It has an effect on people's mental state as well. And that's something they really harped on about yesterday and touched on, because it doesn't get mentioned enough on the radio, because people don't like to dance. You know, they like to dance around the issue, but it is causing depression. It is causing a bad mental state of mind. And it is causing a lot of farmers to commit suicide, which is the thing we just don't need in this day and age. So whatever you can do to either raise awareness, donate to the cause, or do what you can do to talk about it, whether you get down and help, or, you know, we're a community, we do this stuff together. So get involved, guys.
Yeah. And Farmer Power, a great organisation seeking to raise awareness. So well done to the work that's being done there. And do you know what? I'm almost ashamed to say this, but last night I was doing my grocery shopping, and it was the first time I've really taken note of it. And I was buying my yogurt, and I went to check, is my yogurt Australian made? It is,
good.
Which is great.
See, that's it. Little steps like that. It all starts with small things like that. Then you can also do things like make sure you check your milkers as well. You want to be able to make sure you can support, you know, local Aussie, because you don't want the internationals coming through and taking the money off our guys. Because there was another thing they said is they're pretty well make the money they used to making is almost the same as their income is.
Mm.
So that would be so tough.
Yeah.
So stressful.
Yeah, 100%. So if you're a dairy farmer and you'd like to have a chat about this, feel free to give us a call now, 13 12 16. You know, let us know just how tough it is and what you're going through. And if you or anyone you know is struggling with issues, the number for Lifeline is 13 11 14. But just, you know, on behalf of, I guess, the two of us, some people who are pretty new to this, you know, newfound awareness of it, good work, dairy farmers. We appreciate all you
do. We're in a lucky enough position that we can use our voice to make certain issues, you know, people aware of them. So this is one that really struck close to home, and I know it strikes close to home for a lot of the community. So thank you on behalf of all of us to the dairy farmers.